I think my vocation as a priest is to be a third wheel. I've always been a third wheel ever since I became a seminarian. Whenever my friends kind of like, they don't want to lead me out of what is going on, even my brother and his girlfriend. Sometimes I go home and I visit, and they don't want to lead me out. And they said, Father or Koi, do you want to come and join us for a movie or to dinner, whatever? And especially when they go to a chick flick or a romantic movie. It's hard to be a third wheel then, you know? Especially where that romantic scene where they said, ah, and then they, as a couple, do their own thing. And I look at myself and I said, I got no one else. Maybe I got Jesus. You know, but in all these chick flick or romantic movie, there's always that scene that kind of always move the person to tear or a tearjerker or make them feel like, ah. And that scene is always a realization or an act of greater sacrifice. Someone laying down their life for something greater. Or someone say, I choose you because I love you. And it moved the heart of the audience. And sometimes we love to see romantic or chick flick movie because it makes us feel the love that is there. But we forget that we hear the same thing every single Mass, but perhaps we haven't paid attention to it. At every Eucharistic prayer, the priest said the words of Christ Jesus at the institution of the Eucharist. This is my body. This is my blood given up for you. This is my body. This is my blood given up for you. How romantic is that? When somebody is willing to give you their everything, their body, their blood, that's real love. It's not just speaking the talk. It's walking the walk. Jesus gave us his own body and blood, not in a symbolic way, but in a real way. We've seen that on the cross. We've seen that at every Eucharist, his body and blood given up for us. So we have to ask ourselves, at the time of the Eucharistic institution, what are we doing? Are we start to zone out by starting to count the little dots on the wall, or zone out, oh, what's going to be for dinner tonight? Oh, when is it going to be done? What is going to happen next? Oh, that light is a little bit dirty, or something like that. We zone out. And we miss out what is really important, what is really loving, what is really life-giving. My body, my blood, given up for you. So my first point is this. When we hear of the love that Jesus has for us, and especially when we receive his body and blood, he become a part of us. How are we returning our love back to him? How are we returning the favor and giving him our love? He had given us his body and his blood. What have we given him? And perhaps we need to be like the saints. And they teach us that when we receive the body and blood of Christ, and when we come back to our seat, it's not time to check our Facebook status or check anything else. It's to say, Lord Jesus, just as I have received your body and your blood, help me to give my everything back to you. Help me to give my everything back to you. I love you, Lord. I want to give you my everything, my all. It's not a time to check Facebook status. It's not a time to talk to your pew buddy. Or it's not a time to sign a check or anything else. It's a time to give thanks. Give thanks for what we have received. The love of Jesus Christ, his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity. By returning that same love that He had given to us by the offering of our own love to Him. Lord Jesus, I give you my all. And this is the second meaning of the Eucharist. The word Eucharist comes from the Greek word eucharistia, meaning to give thanks. But it's a very passive word, to give thanks for what we have received, to give thanks from the gift that God has already given us. So the second question I would like to ask you, every time we receive the Eucharist, every time we receive the Lord Jesus, what did the first words that come out of our mouth? Do we give thanks or do we complain? Do we give ourselves or do we give expectation and demands? When we come to God, what is the first thing that come out of our mouth? God, I need something. Or God, I'm grateful for what you have given me. Huh. So are we living the Eucharistic life by giving thanks what He had given us? Or are we always demanding, always complaining what we don't have? Eucharistia is to give thanks for what He had given us, His body, His blood. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for always being there with me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the grace and the strength to continue on. If we truly believe that the Lord Jesus and His grace is enough for us, then we truly will believe that we have enough power and strength to change our life. Why do we remain the same as we were yesterday, or the day before, or the year before? Why are we remaining in the same place of our own faith? Perhaps we have not really taken seriously the gift that He has given to us. If we truly believe that the body and blood of Christ is real, then we have to truly believe that the body and blood of Christ have the power to change me like He had changed the saints. Why am I remaining the same today? Perhaps I have not opened my heart up to allow Him to change me. I have become complacent. I have become stale. I have become stagnant. If I truly open up my heart to love Him, to give myself to Him, to give my everything to Him, then I will, and I need to believe that His body, His blood, His grace is enough for me. And He will change me for the better. And He will change me into a grateful person. And with that gratefulness, that gratitude, I will change the world. That is what we're called to do. We're called to become the Eucharistic people. By what we have received, by what is given to us through the body and blood of Christ, we can share it with other people. I have seen a meme on the internet, and it said, actually this meme said for the Corpus Christi Sunday, it said that live your life so that the people who do not believe in God could still see the presence of God in you. If you and I receive the Eucharist at every Mass, He is living in us and with us. So if the people do not see God in their own life, perhaps they could see God in us. If we become Eucharistic, if we become a grateful people, if we become a loving people, if we become a self-giving people, my body, my blood, Lord Jesus, my everything, I want to offer them to you too. I love you, Lord. Change me. Make me become more like you when I receive you, Lord Jesus. Give me only your love and your grace, and that will be enough for me, and I shall ask for nothing more. That's what St. Ignatius of Loyola said. Take my liberty, my freedom, my everything, Lord. Only give me your love and your grace, and that will be enough for me. Do we dare to say that in our life? Or do we say, Lord, I want more. Why are you giving me more of what I want? Is his body and blood not enough for us? Is his grace and his transformation and his strength not enough for us? We need to become Eucharistic. We need to give thanks. And from that gratitude, that gratefulness, we will change the world by giving to others what we ourselves have received, Jesus Christ. And therefore, I come to my last challenge for you today. When I was ordained a priest, or when I was an altar server, I began altar serving when I was 9 years old. When I became an altar server, there is a small card inside the sacristy. It is written in Latin, and it's also written in English. It said this to the priest: O priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it is your only Mass, your first Mass, as it is your last Mass. So you too, I challenge you, every time we go to Mass, come to Mass that this is our first Mass, our only Mass, our last Mass. We come to this with love, so that when we receive Jesus in love, his presence changes us. We become more like him. And once we become more like him, we can bring his loving presence to others. So my brothers and sisters, as we have here and will hear, you will hear me say today at the Eucharistic prayer, this is my body. This is my blood given up for you. I hope that when you receive the Eucharist, you will be able to say the same thing. My Lord, my everything, I want to give you my everything. I love you, Lord. I wish each and every one of us, beginning today, to begin to love Jesus in the Eucharist, to know that this is not just a symbol, he is real. And once we recognize that, may the power of the Eucharist, may the grace of Jesus Christ change each and every one of us for the greater love and the greater glory of his name.